Our candidate today is Kathleen Schaefer, who is running for a second term on the Sebastopol City Council. And let me begin by asking you, what do you want to do in a second term that you couldn't quite get done in the first one?
Well, Bruce, I have much more work to do and more to give to the city of Sebastopol. I helped found the Sebastopol Entrepreneurs Project, and we are focusing on our local economy, our local entrepreneurs, and small businesses. We're trying to help them thrive, grow, and create jobs, because our economy in Sebastopol needs a boost. And in this second term, I want to see it really become a vital economy. We have the Barlow project that will be opening up. We're going to have lots of tourists there, lots of visitors, and we need to capitalize on that.
Do you consider yourself, as other people have characterized you, as being a pro-business person on the council?
Well, I'm characterized as pro-business, but let's correct that. It's pro-small business. Sebastopol is a city where we have lots of small businesses. We do have some corporations there, but our small businesses are the glue of our local economy, and that's what we're trying to do with the project, is stir that pot of glue and get more local businesses started up there. So that is a fair assessment. Just one adjective needed, small.
And yet the biggest issue in Sebastopol over the past year has been a couple of really big businesses in the CVS and Chase Bank project. That has been decided. How divisive is that, and how much healing is needed? How do you go about that?
Well, I've actually started walking door to door. I'll walk the city twice, so I'm talking to all of the voters. And I have to tell you, I have heard both support and opposition, of course, about that project. As far as I'm concerned, I had to look at it as a council member. They were an applicant. They were already in the city of Sebastopol, and they wanted to move across town. They followed all of the rules and requirements of a city process for business to move and start up in another area. And I have to honor that process. They followed the rules, so that's why I supported that project. If we don't like the rules, then we should change the rules. But right now, it is an approved project. I think people will come together on it over time. I hope they will. I'll do everything I can to speed that process along.
In some ways, it echoes what happened with the Redwood Marketplace 15, 20 years ago.
Yes, so I've heard. And O'Reilly. I've been in the area in Sebastopol since 2000, so that helped. Some of that happened early on. But yes, I think you're right. I think that's what will happen. I hope that'll happen, and I'll do what I can to make sure that people understand the process as best I can.
Now, the city's also moving into sort of a closely defined general plan update process. How do you see that moving forward?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have the funding to do the full plan that we need to do. So I think we can address some of the issues that hopefully traffic will be one of them. This is a big concern in our city. We will be using the help from the Sonoma State students in the planning department, and I want to see input from everyone. But one important thing that I want to see, I'm a boomer. I want to make sure that all needs are considered. Walking is important, cycling is important, but now the aging process, we age differently. We have 80-year-old and 90-year-old people still driving and depending on their cars. I want to make sure that they can get around Sebastopol, that there's parking for them so they can stay and shop with ease. So I want everyone's needs considered in this general plan update.
Kathleen Schaefer, council candidate in the city of Sebastopol in the coming election. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.